of Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
It's a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tier off some cookout foods in just a moment, but it's also a twofer Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer, twofer, twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, give it to David. You'll score a pair of tickets, and you'll see the Red Sox take on the Angels June 3rd at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. Have the code word, and you'll score a pair of tickets. Red Sox, Angels, Fenway Park on June 3rd. All part of a two for Tuesday here on WEEI. Two more chances to win on Jones and Keefe. A couple opportunities on WEEI afternoons as well. So we're tearing off cookout foods today, Keith.
That's right. It was the unofficial start of the summer yesterday.
Yes.
Cookout season is underway. So these are sort of your standard cookout foods that we're going to go through. Maybe some beverages as well. I'm sure there are some of you out there, you're like a Bobby Flay. You got some crazy stuff in your cookout. This is more the standard stuff you would see at most cookouts, I would say.
Okay.
I have four tiers.
Good.
Now, again, fluid. We can always add or subtract tiers. But for the sake of this one, we'll start at the top with goat.
The goat!
The goat food. The goat cookout food.
Yeah.
Give me that. Maybe not goat, but like you see that and you're like, I gotta get me some of that.
I want it.
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah.
The third one, frisky. Could the cookout food be a little frisky?
Don't sleep on it.
Yeah, maybe not your first choice, but then you're like, man, I kind of like this.
You want room on the plate for it.
Yeah. And I don't know if there should be one in between this or not, but the bottom one would just simply be trash.
I think it's trash.
Toss it in the trash.
Okay.
If they somehow lands on your plate, you're like, I'm going to toss this paper plate and this thing into the trash.
I don't want this.
I don't want any of that.
Okay.
All right, Billy Lanny, you have all these different foods and beverages. You want to throw them at us?
I do. Up first, burgers.
Goat.
Goat!
It's not a cookout without a burger. You can do whatever you want with it. You can make a double burger. You can make a giant burger. You can put a ton of condiments on it. You put no I don't care how you eat.
Slide it. Smash it.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. In that order.
And then cry. But I'm in on that. I mean, burger's a no-brainer. Toast the bun. Don't toast the bun. Cheese, ham, whatever. I'm a cheese guy.
Ham?
Well, hamburger.
Oh, I was like,
yeah, hamburger. Ham. I assume it's made out of ham.
I'm gonna. It's goat tier food.
I'm gonna eat it no matter what.
I don't love a toasted bun though.
You don't.
Now, if I had my druthers,
and you do, it's your cookout.
Right out of the bag.
You just like a cold bun.
Yes.
Or room temp. Not cold bun.
Either one.
Outdoor temperature bun.
Yeah. Either or.
I like it toasted, but you are playing a little game of Russian roulette. If you toast it too much, that's in the trash.
That's quite a needle of thread.
Yeah, I don't want it too toasted.
No.
I got a Goldilocks on my toasted buns.
All right, so burgers, goat tier food.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get much debate there.
No.
What else, Billy?
Hot dogs.
Goat.
This also goat for
you?
All right. I didn't know if we wanted any kind of separation between burger, because I like a burger more than I like a dog.
See, now you want to do a ranking. That's normally my side of the street. You want to power rank these.
But I didn't know how crowded goat is going to be.
Extremely crowded. I'm looking at this list. I'm like, goat. I love a good goat.
God, a cookout's a good time.
Our tiers is just everything on the goat.
I think hot dog is...
got to be goat.
Is goat. What is your ideal hot dog condiments?
Okay, so I get lectured for being a child, but ketchup, mustard. That's all I need.
Both.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what?
Toasted bun on this one or no toasted bun?
No, my preference would be no. I'm with Billy. I'm team steam. So I like a nice
toasted
steam
bun.
Well, this... Okay, but we're outside. We're cooking out. We're not putting a pot of water on your hot dogs.
You can have a steamer outside.
No.
Yes.
No, we're grilling these.
I assume
this is a
grill. My brother, who does cookouts a handful of times a year, he bought a roller. Like, he literally...
Like a 7-Eleven?
So, like a 7-Eleven thing. Because what the thing is,
like a store 24?
Yeah,
they
hold probably about a dozen hot dogs. And then what he'll do is, like, they'll roll on there, and then he'll toss them on the grill because there's a handful of people that like them scorched.
Well, now I know why you said goat. I mean, I didn't realize... That's quite a setup.
That sounds real nice, yeah.
Yeah, I would go ketchup and mustard, And I do the same with the burger, ketchup and mustard. That's a sweet, also sweet like combination.
That. Now burger,
maybe
I like,
a little pickle.
I was going to say, burger, I like a lot of other stuff. Lettuce, yeah. Tomato, pickle, onion. I don't want any of that on my hot dog.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You ever had a Chicago dog?
Yeah, I don't like them.
So pretty busy.
Yeah, great. That's the right word. Too busy.
It's pretty busy.
Too much going on. Tomatoes? Don't
yeah.
You?
I had one to be polite.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a Chicago dog.
I guess I'll eat this.
When in Chicago. So I had that. All right, I'll go goat here.
Go. Burger hot dog.
Yeah, burger dog.
Sausages.
That's a gimme that.
I'm going to gimme that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a gimme that. You can go sausage patty, go sausage link. You get like, how many? We got a hot dog bun?
Yeah, at a cookout?
What do you mean?
At a cookout?
You're well, also with the cookout.
You do a patty?
A patty at a cookout?
Yeah, because then you put it right in the burger bun.
No, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea of it. Never
yeah,
done it.
Right. I mean, I'm
listening. I've never done it.
Bill? I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it, but just you show up at cookouts with people with circular sausage patties?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't lived.
Yeah,
you can be Jim out. But I was going to say, you're not talking like Jimmy Dean. Like, you're talking if somebody actually takes a sausage meat and forms it into a patty?
Well, some of them come pre-made like that. Like, you can get burgers already pre-made. Sometimes you make them yourself, whatever. But it's the same thing.
Right, we've gotten them where whatever that is on a lower tier.
They're wrapped up.
That's a lower tier.
And then you're just flipping them on there. You're like, what do you got there? Is that a burger? Like, actually, it's a sausage.
I'm talking
same bun.
It's a sausage, egg, and cheese.
I'm talking...
Well, I'm not putting an egg on the grill.
Look, I'd eat it. I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it. I'm just saying that's not at any cookouts I've ever been to. Sausage link.
Well,
and the thing is, too, is there's hot, there's sweet, and then there's Chinese sausages.
Oh?
Talk to me about those.
I mostly dabble in the hot
I've
and sweet.
Have you had a Chinese sausage before?
What's a Chinese sausage?
Just a pink sausage that has the seasonings of like I think it's like an aso sauce, maybe.
All right. I'll try that.
You haven't had one? Neither one is?
No, well, I don't think so.
I'm the crazy one here for saying Chinese sausage.
No, Keith's the crazy one for cooking up Jimmy Dean's at a cookout. But yeah.
Right, it's not breakfast sausage crazy. But wow, I didn't think I was on such an island with Chinese sausages. You butterfly a Chinese sausage, you let it char a bit, it's amazing.
Right, it sounds good,
Bill.
I'm
not
against it.
Yeah.
I think you are.
E from Brockton, Chinese sausage is great.
Thank you, E.
Give me that. Where we settled? Give me that.
Sausage, give me that. Right. Apparently it comes in all shapes and sizes. But
I was not ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay, right. What else?
Grilled chicken.
So.
Frisky.
Yeah, okay, good one.
It's at a cookout. I'm not saying I don't appreciate a grilled chicken.
I eat
a lot
of grilled
chicken.
Day
of the, right, but it's just at a cookout.
Special, you want a special occasion
I'm grabbing
cookout.
So many things before I'm grabbing grilled chicken.
Frisky it is.
It
yeah,
is
we
frisky.
Can agree on that.
Yeah.
Ribs.
Ribs.
No. So, Nick.
No.
I love a rack of ribs.
Okay. Well, also, this one to me isn't super common.
Right.
Or at least at the cookouts I go to. Maybe all you guys do is cook out ribs, and I apologize.
Yeah.
For the rib people out there.
The smokers.
For big ribs.
Everybody's got a friend who smokes, and they're just, they're going on and on about the ribs.
Right. Just constantly.
We get it. Just
all weekend.
Seriously. It took 8 hours. I got it.
I'm
you
sure
put it in the
great.
Wood chips. I get it. Great. Just give me. It's also
Jones like, I put this hot dog in the microwave 30 seconds
later. Internal temperature, blah, blah, blah.
Seriously, yeah. But a rib is a lot of work. It's too much work for not enough rewards.
Yeah, are you cooking it or are you just eating it?
Well, I guess
no, but it's because me and Jones are team boneless.
No, too much. Yeah, well, that's also true. No, too much work to eat around. I'm not even talking about the cooking it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying like it's a lot of work to eat
messy.
The thing and make a big mess, and it's not even that much of a I'll just put give me that. Are you thinking lower than
I was thinking more frisky.
I'll go frisky.
Let's do frisky.
We're going to get blowback on this, but that's...
Because I think if all of these things were at a cookout,
genius
I might not even have
walks alone, Keith. I'm with you on
this. I might not even eat it. If all of this stuff is there, I'm like two burgers, two dogs in, and I'm
hold
like...
Hold that.
I don't eat... Yeah, hold that.
Hold that. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll put that on a frisky tier. I think we're going to get a lot of blowback on this, but I like it.
Kebabs.
Maybe in the trash.
You put hold on a second. You could I'm not wild about kebabs either, but you have like steak on there.
Yeah.
A little vegetable. That's not selling.
If ribs are too much work, a kebab is way too much work.
Look, I'm not saying I wouldn't eat it. On like again a general day of the year, but if it's burgers over here and dogs over there and ribs and
this guy's got a whole skewer.
The kebab sitting in a pile. I'm not.
Hey, what are you doing? What do you want me to do? Skewers.
Yeah, throw that in the trash.
You keeping the skewers?
I gotta just toss them.
What are you doing? I don't even want to.
I'm tossing the skewers.
Trash.
Yeah.
Chips.
Ooh,
goat. Chips. I mean, chips.
Mm.
I can get a whole bag of chips. There's all different kinds of chips.
Sure, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Potato.
Corn.
Tortilla.
Corn. Tortilla.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You got a Fritos.
Yep.
Fritos.
Banana.
Mm. Banana chips.
Banana chip.
I think, well, maybe give me that.
Cow chip.
Maybe.
All kinds of chips.
Cape Cod chips. You get the jalapeno chips.
I would argue give me that.
Give me that.
Because it is more of a it's a complimentary food.
It goes so well with these other items.
It does.
Yeah. You feel lost without it.
You need it on the plate.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's just I'm eating.
Where are the chips?
The burger, the dog. I'm getting to those first.
Yep.
Pasta salad.
All right, now we're getting to what I would start to argue is goat tier, these next two.
Oh, interesting.
I like the salads at my Cotel.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mayo forward, yes. Thank
I
you
would
very
say
much. Yeah.
Pasta salad would be gimme that.
Okay.
Like a good gimme that.
Because you're saying there's another salad you prefer?
No. Oh. I'm a big proponent of salads, but not
I didn't like
salads.
How that sounded either, guys.
I'm a tuna salad, I'm a egg salad, sure. I'm a seafood salad, I'm a chicken salad, but okay. These are all at like lunchtime
right.
Indoors.
Okay.
Pasta not sitting in a bowl outside in the summer.
Yeah, that's not great. Like, how does it keep? Are you going inside, so outside?
Something about that's nice. Get that nice and room temp.
This is
I
real
like
warm.
That.
This mayonnaise is real warm.
I like it. I kind of like it.
Like Michael in the office when he brought the potato salad to the business meeting.
Kind of stinks a little bit, but that's all right.
Okay, so pasta salad, give me that.
I'll go give me that on pasta salad. And you got to get to it early.
I'll bend the knee on give me that.
As soon as someone walks it out, you got to get a scoop
yeah,
and then get out
get
of
get right
there.
In there. Yeah. Okay.
Potato salad.
See, I want to put this one goat.
I'd trash this.
No!
Potato salad?
All right,
I'm in the trash.
We need a ruling, Billy.
I'm going to go frisky with it.
Okay.
I can't trash it, but sometimes people butcher it with too many onions.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you know what? You can get a rough potato salad. That's definitely true.
Well, what is this, onion salad?
Yeah.
I didn't ask for onion salad.
Yeah, maybe
nice
I'm,
potato and eggs. Tough
maybe
to top.
Because they're wide range
I do
of outcomes.
Like the eggs.
Wide range of outcomes on a potato salad. Yeah. Good call. But on a good potato salad, yeah. But we'll go frisky?
Yep, frisky.
All right.
Fruit salad.
That's in the trash.
Fruit salad?
That's for the kids.
You like fruit?
That's for the children.
You need the vitamin C. You need some of those vitamins and minerals.
I'm a lost cause at this point. I don't need any of those.
It doesn't matter.
I don't need those.
You want to talk
to Centrum?
Yeah, it's too late for me.
So what if somebody like cut up like...
Nope. I go, hey, Lucas, here you go.
Oh, we didn't include watermelon. Should we put watermelon on this list as a separate thing? Or is that in fruit salad?
Yeah, no, put it in there so I can throw it in the trash.
No way! Watermelon? Watermelon's the goat.
Out.
You're out on watermelon?
Yeah, at a cookout?
You can either have cubes, you can have the big slices, whatever you want.
All right, ready? You say goat, I say trash.
You can hollow out a watermelon and fill it with fruit salad.
Where does it go?
You can also fill it with vodka.
Let's add one. See, now we're talking.
Nah.
All right, so what do I do in here?
All right, so we have two different ones.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Fruit salad and watermelon, on a standalone watermelon.
Okay, here's what's crazy, because I would trash fruit salad.
Yep.
But I would give me that watermelon.
Wow, okay.
All right, so that's what we'll leave it at that.
Let's do those.
Give me that.
Okay. So we're gonna trash.
Somebody's gonna put grapefruit in it. It's gonna ruin everything.
Fruit salad. Yeah, is this cantaloupe? Like, yeah,
hot as a rock. Let's load this with cantaloupe and honeydew.
And then we'll go shopping watermelon. And give me that.
All right. Okay.
Coleslaw.
Trash.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
I don't like it anyway. Even like the best version of coleslaw, I don't like.
So
let alone sitting out in the sun, coleslaw.
Right. If you're telling me I could put coleslaw like on something.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, right. Then I would want it, but otherwise trash.
Like
I'm with you on this.
You don't have room on the plate. We're getting into that again. So
I know Aunt B went through all the trouble making this, but I don't.
Oh, she brought her coleslaw again?
I don't want to eat it. Yeah, maybe
I got a spot for it.
Maybe sympathy eat it, like kind of pretend to eat it over the garbage and just scrape it all in real quick. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, coleslaw.
Beer.
That's a goat. I mean, who's
beer out of the cooler specifically? That was my number one summer activity.
That is your favorite summer activity. It's such
nice
a good
cold beer.
Right out of the cooler.
Oh, it's so cold.
So nice. Yep. Nothing better.
No. Hot seltzers?
So this is not really my thing. I'm not anti them.
Give me that.
You're give me that?
Yeah, I'll give you
on
that.
A nice hot day?
Yeah.
You're going to give me that.
Give me that.
High That's noon, fun. A claw, something like that? Sure, I'll take one of those. Right. Thank you very much.
Lemonade.
That I dump in the garbage. That's also for the kids.
It is for the kids. I don't love a lemonade.
Yeah, no.
I
think it's trash.
We're going to put the lemonade in the trash.
Yeah.
With the fruit salad, the kebabs, and the coleslaw.
I feel bad for whoever has to take out the leaky garbage bag.
Just pour it on the lawn. Yeah. Don't throw it in the bag. God.
But that's where I'd
pitcher
put it.
A lemonade.
Wouldn't,
what about
wouldn't
the spiked Dell's lemonades?
Well, then, so
now we're crossing over into hard seltzer territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spiked lemonade, I would consider sort of in that realm.
Sure. Yes.
All right. So I think we kind of nailed it once again. So our cookout tiers in the goat tier, burgers, dogs, beer.
Yeah. See, that's perfect.
That's it.
Honestly,
nailed it.
I know Billy
there ends the tier.
Billy wanted to put everything in the goat tier, but that's a perfect tier.
That's good.
Yeah.
Give me that sausage, whether they be patties or links. Stand by that.
Yep.
Chips. Pasta salad, watermelon, hard seltzer.
Okay.
I like that.
Really?
Maybe you don't. I don't know.
I did just to be safe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
I don't know what stands.
I don't know. I don't know. We need a. I'm not sure. We need a ruling on that,
it's
I think.
A bodily function. I think it's okay.
Well.
What's the bottom tier?
Because I don't say hard O a lot. And then I kind of screwed up on that.
Yeah. It's
all right. Anyway, the trash tier would be kebabs,
uh-huh.
fruit salad, coleslaw, and lemonade.
Yeah. That's a perfect tier.
Yeah. Kid-friendly lemonade.
People are going to have a problem with our Frisky tier. I can tell you that already. We're going to have to deal. We're not afraid of your criticism. We're not afraid of the
Terps blowback. Working on that. So at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, if you are a more visual person, you'll be able to see all these items in a tier.
Wow. Now, did we miss anything? Baked beans, corn on the cob, steak tips. We might have missed baked beans and corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, probably.
Give me that.
And with steak tips, I think they could fall into the kebabs.
Yeah, I think they could as well.
Sure. Let's leave steak tips off. Corn on the cob, give me that.
More frisky for me.
A lot of work.
Yeah, you're dealing with it. You need floss.
If you don't like to eat ribs, you're not going to like corn on the cob.
I would put it in the same tier.
But corn on the cob, I feel like, is better at a cookout, whereas ribs is better like on its own on like a separate day. The only time I like corn on the cob is at a cookout.
Yeah.
And then baked beans should be on there.
No.
Baked beans?
Where would you put it?
Trash.
I'm not a baked bean.
Frisky. Thank you, Billy. I like baked beans.
The love of
people don't like me when I eat it, but I like a baked bean. Right. So there you go.
Pretty done.
Cookout foods on a Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. Keep your eyes out for at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. You'll see the tiers there shortly.
Oh, Terps already got them out.
Nice. Terp, great work. He was into this one. Terp was living and dying with all these foods down the
hall.
Looks
good.
We got Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. And we got news about Jones and Keefe hitting the road Friday in Newport. That's next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
We have a pregame on Thursday night in Newport at the Landing. And then the road show is happening at the Lobster Bar in Newport on Friday morning, right on the water, back deck probably, as long as weather cooperates. And I believe that this week you get extended road show because Jones and Keefe are coming with us to Rhode Island.
Oh.
So they'll be there for pregame. And then they are going to do their show at the Lobster Bar once we are done with our road show.
Oh, I had no idea. That.
Yes.
We're going to be there on Friday, Keith.
We got invited to one. Very exciting.
The Lobster Bar in Newport.
Yes.
We're going to be out with the people on Thursday evening at the Landing.
Can't wait.
In Newport. Now,
that's
to the surprise of, some on the show, it sounds.
It definitely sounded like that. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's just my ear. But if you heard the reaction there, the live reaction.
Well, one more time?
Let's hear it.
So.
Hmm.
Oh.
So.
What is that?
I don't know.
What is that?
You're the one who heard this live and you said.
I heard it live. I thought, I was like, oh, that's really nice. Greg is promoting the fact that we're also going to be a part of the roadshow on Friday. It was obviously news to Courtney's ears. And she made a sound as if to say, I don't know if I love it. That's how I read it. Now maybe I'm coming at it from a very different spot
Nick,
than everybody else.
Let me hear it one more time.
Play the beginning of Greg and then her reaction.
Yeah, if we could.
Get extended road show because Jones and Keefe are coming with us to Rhode Island.
Oh.
So
what is that?
You don't think that's
read anything into that?
You don't think that's excitement.
Do you think that's I'm looking forward to this?
You don't think that's her being like, yes.
I think that's more her being like, why are we doing that? Why are they doing our thing? That's how I read it. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I know Courtney and I have had our differences in the past.
Yes.
Now she's feuding with Shime. I don't know if you caught any of that.
Oh, did I ever? This is my first.
They were
now.
Really getting after each other this morning.
So does Shime go to these road shows?
He goes to like one or two because he's got to run the board back at the at the base.
But
he's at the last one.
I was going to say Jackson ran one last week, right?
Yeah, but I think Shime only goes to like one or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was a little worried about that. I'm like, boy, if we're out the night before.
Oh, yeah. They were going back and forth.
Cut that tension with a knife between those two.
Now Shime's brother is like feeding Courtney false information and she's running with it.
Shime claims it's false information.
Yeah.
He was very adamant. I don't know if I'm blowing up his spot, but he was very adamant in the break saying that did not happen.
So basically,
I was not.
For those that missed it.
Shame eating Chick-fil-A.
So this is how I understand it.
Uh-huh.
For those that don't want to be caught up on all this. Shime is accused of eating Chick-fil-A sandwiches, delicious Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And he's saying he didn't.
Yeah.
And Courtney said, I have a source that said that you did.
Right. And the trigger for all of this is he ate suspiciously little at Trading Post,
apparently,
which
so.
those are delicious slices of pizza.
Right.
And he ate so little, they were like, what's going on with you?
But then Courtney outed her source, who turned out to be one of Shime's brothers.
Huh.
To which Shime's like, I wasn't with him. How would he even know if I had Chick-fil-A?
Hmm.
And so now it's a whole back and forth. Now, not to tell Courtney how to do her job, because that's the last thing I should be doing. She should, for sure, trust her instincts on this. She's gotten one source before, and she's nailed it. She's never actually nailed it. But so she outs the source.
This is a good source, though.
No, it's not.
You don't think it's a good source?
Do you want to get it caught up in family affairs?
Well.
No, we don't know what the Shawn brothers are beefing about.
No, that's a good point.
And now you're trapped in the middle of this?
I'll tell
you. And now you're taking this kid's word for it, who you've never even met?
I'll tell you.
That's all I'm going to say.
When she outed the source, I gasped. Because it was a weighty enough source that I was like, ooh, that's a big point for Courtney when she outed the source.
So I know, which I'm sure the source isn't going to necessarily love, but she's trying to prove that she's right. But I would just say, you don't want to get involved in family stuff. You don't know what they're dealing with. Maybe he's like, I'm going to get Shime. This is how I'm going to get him. Because she'll read any one report. Right? Any one, like Volan style, she'll take it and run with it. So he knows she's going to say it.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of big brain play Kyle Shime is up to. We have no clue.
No, we definitely don't.
we can all agree on this.
Yeah, we have no clue. Yes.
At the very least.
Yeah.
So I was just like, man, if that's what you want to do, Courtney, God bless you. We'll see how it all works out. But the two of them were going back and forth. Shime was calling her out for all the misreports in the past.
Yeah, so
she was like doing an impression of him.
Yeah,
like
spot on. I thought it was a good. It was a good Shime impression.
You're sensitive. No, you're sensitive. No, you're sensitive. There's a lot of who's sensitive.
So this is now what we're in the middle of, Keith. Not only
I don't know.
We,
so maybe this isn't the best week for us to be going.
I don't know how we're going to handle all this. Never mind.
Yeah,
we got to be real careful, Keith. As the Twitch chat's already calling us out for.
Yeah.
We got to be real. We've not been to one of these. We got to really pace ourselves.
That's true.
Pacing myself is not. It's not a strong suit of mine.
If Thursday night gets a little out of whack, do we have a backup plan for Friday's show?
Yeah, but okay. But if they're on the air at 6.
The guy is drunk.
Yeah, no, right.
They're on the air at 10.
Just
follow their lead.
Just keep up.
That just means you can keep going.
Don't keep going.
No.
Don't be the pace car.
No.
Just follow their lead.
All right. Well, listen, it's pretty interesting.
Okay. So clip all this for Friday when we can play it back on our face. We're hungover.
Dice has a good suggestion.
Heads on the table.
What? The only way to settle it, Courtney versus Shime, 9 holes of golf.
My money's on Courtney.
Mine as well.
Yeah, I would wager on Courtney as well. Yeah. No offense, Shime, but I would wager on Courtney.
I'm taking Shime in this Chick-fil-A gate, but I would not take him in 9 holes against anybody. Just so we're clear.
I'll take
Courtney in the golf.
Look, you're very
fair. I'll take Shime on the source
off.
You're
very fair. You're picking one on each side. In this
See,
case,
I'm not blinded by this.
No, you're not blinded by your past beef.
No.
You're being very, very fair.
True.
But anyway, we buried the lead. We will be in Newport at the Lobster Bar on Friday. We'll be out the night before at the Landing. Thursday night in Newport, hitting the road. The Greg Show road show after show is what I would call that. The Greg Hill Show, rather.
Yeah.
Road show after
show. Have like a brunch or a lunch with us.
Yeah. Yeah, come hang out.
That's what our motto should be. Have a brunch or a lunch with us.
You love sausage patties.
I do.
We could just be eating those like crazy on Friday. 617-779-7937. You'll have another chance to win tickets to Red Sox and Angels, 2 for Tuesday at 12:30. We got Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday talking some Pats next.